Next, we hear about a new movie called Dope. It features three nerdy high school kids who end up with a drug dealer's ecstasy and have no idea what to do with it. It's a comedy set in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Inglewood, a city here in Southern California. Shireen Marisol Meraji from NPR's Code Switch team paid a visit.
The film's title, Dope, has a few meanings. I asked high school kids in Inglewood for their definitions.
Oh, that card looks dope. Then that card looks tight. Like, it's just the way you use it in a sentence.
Usually when you hear dope, it's like kind of hearing like, yeah, a drug, you know, like.
Miguel Lupian, Kevin Ramirez, and Nayeli Adan say dope is slang for cool or drugs. Dope the movie opens with those two definitions on screen and one more. Dope. Noun, a stupid person. You'll find all three in this caper where college-bound seniors obsessed with 90s hip-hop have to figure out what to do with a local drug dealer's stash. Director Rick Famuyiwa grew up a geek in Inglewood and says he wrote it based on some of his own experiences.
There were these drug dealers on the corner that I would try to avoid all the time. And one day, one of them saw me and was like, come on over here.
What's your name, look?
It's Malcolm.
Look at him, Malcolm.
There's this girl over there. Can you go tell her I want to say hi, you know?
It's a nice little piece over there. I want you to go up to her and tell her that Don wants to talk to her.
And that was the first scene I wrote in the film, was sort of a similar encounter that Malcolm has with the character Dom.
Malcolm is the protagonist. When he's not doing well in school or working on his Harvard application, he's chilling with his two best friends, Jib and Diggy. They duck and weave around the obstacles of the hood on their BMX bikes. But the choice Malcolm makes to engage with Dom, the neighborhood drug dealer, changes their fate and at one point tests their friendship.
Look, I don't want to go to jail. I want to go to college. I want to get a good job. I want to help my mom.
Famuyiwa says even the best kids from Inglewood have a hard time dodging all the negativity.
When you're in these types of environments, I always say oftentimes you're not balancing good and bad choices, but bad and worse choices.
Sometimes we have to, and then nobody sees that.
The high school students I spoke with in Inglewood, like Francisco Martinez, Annette Valenzuela, and Kevin Ramirez, agree.
I have family members that felt like they had no way out, and they got into gangs and selling drugs and all this other stuff.
It's just more obstacles in the way.
Famuyiwa says it was a challenge to put that reality on film without bumming out an audience.
Showing the complexity of that is, with humor and with fun, is what I wanted to do.
A lot of that fun, at least for someone like me, was that the soundtrack to my youth is the same soundtrack for these characters. And for those not in the know, the film has a narrator as guide.
Malcolm, Jib, and Diggy are all deeply obsessed with 90s hip-hop culture. Submerging themselves in the music, watching old Yo! MTV Raps episodes for fashion tips, and using the slang.
They say dope and whack. Malcolm has a high top fade. Diggy, a girl and out lesbian, wears super baggy overalls. Jib, the ambiguously Latino friend, rocks a bucket Kangol. They run from rival drug dealers and hide from the cops to Public Enemy and a tribe called Quest.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Famuyiwa says he had 90s nostalgia, but didn't want to make a period piece. So when he saw kids in New York walking around with boom boxes and high-top fades a couple years ago, he knew the time was right.
Taking inspiration from these kids I'd seen walking around New York City felt like, okay, I can have this group of kids that are obsessed with the 90s but living today and tell a story that was a marriage of both worlds.
The new world is represented by technology. You see a party scene through a series of vines, tweets, and Instagrams posted during and after the debauchery. Malcolm ends up using an online black market to sell the drugs for bitcoins. There's a lot going on here, and Famuyiwa says it's meant to be complex.
A lot of what I was dealing with in the movie, too, was perception versus reality. And there's a perception of who these kids are, and all of those perceptions are shaded by media, pop culture, our own sort of stereotypes and prejudices.
Inglewood native and high school student Miguel Lupian says he's ready for Hollywood to stop stereotyping his hometown.
They put Inglewood, Compton, Watts, whatever, they put in the movies as bad, like in Boys in the Hood, the killing, gangbanging, and all that, but they don't show the true version where people actually try to get along.
Lupien hasn't seen the film yet. I can't wait to check in with him to find out if he thinks it's just more of the same or something dope. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News. Powerful impact. Boom. From the cannon.